The following is a paid program sponsored by Strauss Naturals. CFAX 1070 and Bell Media do not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted in the program. Listeners should consult with their own doctor before beginning or changing any medical treatment.
Now, talk to the experts on CFAX 1070.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Great to be with you. It's Forbes and Marshall, Michael Forbes, Lisa Marshall. Hello.
Another edition of the Talk to the Experts. And once again, it's our pleasure to welcome Wayne from Strauss Naturals. And you're actually looking at Lake Erie right now in Ontario.
I am, and it's pretty peaceful.
A little eerie?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because there's no one out there.
Well, you know,
no ghost ships, though, just a couple of freighters I'm looking at out in the lake.
Geez, that sounds familiar. I think we have a few around here, too. So Wayne is actually a ship recycler by trade. How long have you been doing that, Wayne?
Well, I think it does more than ships.
I do, but the ships was my first recycling job as a kid. My dad started and ran a ship breaking yard in Hamilton, Ontario. So I started at... I started at 12, and I ran a crane when I was the summer I was 14, and you can't do those things now, but that was great. It was great. So I fell in love with the ships then, even though they were old and rusty, and I just thought they were always pretty cool. And before that, I've got pictures of myself at three years old in the boat with my dad going out. The family business that he and my granddad started was the ship channeling business, providing food and provisions to the ships. And while they were waiting to go into Stelco and DeFasco in Hamilton, my dad would run groceries out to them. So I made many trips I got a picture where it's around just after my third birthday. I'm kneeling on the dashboard of the boat, and he's headed out to the Lakers. So I've always been around ships, and that's my number one trade, I guess, if you want to call it that. But we recycle batteries and metal, hazardous waste, heavy metals, lithium, some dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's all recycling. It's all good for the environment. We make a micronutrient additive from recycling batteries that they use on corn in the United States. And
that's amazing.
But my favorite thing to do is like this with you guys and talk about health and natural health and Jim Strauss and how happy I am to still be with you.
Well, no kidding. And you don't even actually get paid from Strauss, do you? You're just so passionate about it.
No, I've never got, I've actually never personally made one penny, even when I was Eastern Canadian Distributor 15 and 20 years ago. Personally, I was grateful that my pay was my life and changing my life. So I actually took a pledge never to make a penny personally, but tell everybody I could... Yeah. That would listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, so when you were younger, as a young man, Wayne, you liked to eat, didn't you? And you liked to eat, well, I wouldn't say well, but everything that we love to eat.
Just about everything that wasn't moving. I mean, more milkshakes and milk than any human I've ever heard of that drank near as much. My cousin, my first cousin, he died at age 50, and he probably drank his quarter as much as me, and it got him. So I was sure lucky. I mean, that and banging myself around in football and in these businesses where there are all kinds of wastes around us. I was exposed to asbestos in 1983 in a pretty major way when we were ignorant and did not know. No masks, and I can recall it like yesterday. It was like it was snowing in July.
Oh, boy.
The hottest July on record at that point. And so it stuck to us everywhere, our sweaty arms and so forth, and stuck to your face, but we breathed lots of it in, taking apart those two T2 tanker sterns and converting these two ships. And I've been exposed to many chemicals and heavy metals, certainly in the lead business for so long.
And that kind of led to some health issues, didn't it?
Well, it sure did. Yeah, it sure did. Well, certainly the eating, and I guess I'm prone to clogging with cholesterol, like so many of my family. Last grandparent on each side, great-grandparents, cousin and uncle, two aunts. I thought I was going to be the youngest one to go, though, back before I was 40, and well, until I was about 42 or 43 and found the Strauss heart drops. I developed irregular heartbeat as well after a few years of the angina symptoms that came on. One by one, the pinches in the chest, night sweats, leg cramps, shortness of breath. and then the irregular heartbeat. That was probably the one that bothered me the most because I felt every single raced beat, you know, and it was 24/7.
That's not good.
It never changed. It was the Strauss CardioCom, actually, that I took for 3 months. My friend Joe, he took it. He had to take it for 5 months. He had some pretty crazy arrhythmia he did, just a crazy irregular heartbeat, along with many, many other things that he was in very poor shape with. But 3 months, and my heart has never gone out of beat since. It's 22 years later, and now I'm in my, just started my third month of taking the CardioCom again, just as a, like, you know, you take your car in to get service, so it's just kind of a refit. I figure I don't have irregular heartbeat anymore, but if I had any damaged heart cells, it would happen with that, help with that. And I'm also taking the Strauss brought back the kidney blood pressure formula, which 22 or so years ago lowered my blood pressure, and it's still 120 over 70. That's what my blood pressure is, and which is, they say, perfect, really, and age and all considered, and but I am taking that again, and I have noticed differences. I don't go to the bathroom as often, and bacteria is a place that, or rather, the kidneys and bladder are places that we do gather bacteria as much or more than any other part of our body, and they're also, together with the male prostate, the toughest parts of our body to get help to, is the layman's way to say it. They're the toughest to accept, even pharmaceutical medication. So it's important to, if anyone's taking a cleanse like the Strauss kidney blood pressure, try not to skip a dose. You don't want to go two steps forward, one step back, and let bacteria have a chance. So I'm taking that again. Had great results. I didn't know if I would notice any difference, but sure enough, my stream is much stronger. I'm no issues emptying the bladder so forth, and not getting up through the night, just once as a rule. But I drink liquids right till I go to bed, which is usually, you know, between midnight and 2 a.m., So I obviously I would get up at least once, but the Strauss heart drops are what cleared my arteries and of course gave me my life back many, many years ago, and I'll always take them every day.
I was surprised to hear that 75% of people over 65 have high blood pressure. That's a lot.
Well, you know, our parts wear out, Lisa.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Our parts wear out. If you take football players and I wouldn't be surprised if it weren't the same with rugby players. But I do know that football players that play more than 5 years post-high school football live 10 years less than the national average for men. And they wear those pumps out. If you figure, if you know anything about that sport, and we used to hit people with our heads. That was the way you hit, was with your head. But on that line, it's your heart just goes to full torque. You've got another 250 or 300 pounder pushing against you. And, you know, it's Jim Strauss always said it's a stupid game. And he said, so is heavy weightlifting. And I said, why do you say that? And he yelled at me, because you're not a horse.
Right.
You know, and we're just not meant to do that. And I'd have to say, you know, it's true. I'd known some heroes of mine that had pretty sad endings with the pacemaker and their heart not able to take the water off their blood, and extremely powerful men at one point were just reduced to that. So I'm grateful for that CardioCom, I'll tell you guys, for myself, because had I made it that long, that's what would have happened to me, I believe. And so, you know, these are formulas as well. These are treatments, really. It's not like a vitamin C you take for life. Even though, you know, I'm 23 years on Strauss heart drops, a person doesn't have to take them for life. But I don't want any of those problems back, Michael and Lisa. I don't want any of those back. I lived with those.
Want
so
that?
Prevention, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's not just an expression.
Yeah. Now, Wayne, let's go back to when you were first experiencing, you know, heart symptoms. I'm sure you didn't land on Strauss Naturals right away. You probably went to, you know, the doctor. So there's a bit of a journey there. How did you end up with the Strauss company and that family?
It was just the luckiest phone call of my life, Michael. That's what it was, from a dear old friend named Ted, lives in British Columbia now, that called me to tell me he was happy that he had avoided a bypass surgery taking this product. And I'll never forget the article that I'd read years before that Harvard Medical discovered the earlobe creases were the best indicator of clogged arteries. And, of course, I got a beauty crease in each earlobe. And so I was all ears when Ted was telling me about this. But the journey up to then, yeah, I wasn't very happy. I bet some of the listeners that have suffered heart disease will relate, Michael. I don't know. It's a gradual slowing down. I did get knocked down right in my front yard at one of the boys' birthday parties having a football catching contest, and bang, and down I went, and I saw white for, I don't know if it was 20 seconds or 2 minutes. I have no idea knowing. And when my sight came back, there was no pain or anything. I got up, and I didn't do anything about it. But over the course of from that point to the 7, almost 8 years till I got Strauss heart drops, yeah, it was a steady decline. It was, it's hard to, I had anxiety, didn't even know I had it until I didn't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I didn't want to go out and quarterback both teams for the boys on the beach. I wanted to. It just wasn't in me. So you lose energy like crazy is one thing that happens. These symptoms, they do pile up on you and bother you. For a while, I was in denial about the night sweat, so I'd leave my bedroom window open in the wintertime, and I'd still sweat. I just couldn't find excuses for everything, and I guess they call that denial. What amazes me, I'll never know why, but I never, ever researched anything about this when I wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. Had I not had that phone call with Ted, or had he not mentioned that to me, I don't know. If I hadn't found them, I wouldn't be here. That much I know. So, you know, I don't know why I didn't research it. I've never been a huge reader, and you'd have thought over something so serious that I would, but it's a funny thing that happens to you. Not a funny thing. It's not funny at all, anxiety, and when you know you're not well and you're scared. So I planned for that dark day is what I did.
Yeah. Is it true, Wayne, that you also got both your parents on Strauss heart drops?
Oh, you bet. You bet. My mom, she died in her 88th year, she was very healthy. Boy, she walked that boardwalk in Florida 2 miles at least once a day, you know, up to the point she was 86.
Wow.
And my dad, he was told back when he was 60 that by 65 he would not know his own name. He was apparently the doctors told him he would go like his mom, my grandma. They called it hardening of the arteries in those days. And all that is, for a person with a strong heart otherwise, is you lose your mind, and it's a slow, you know, not nice way to go. And my grandma was 10 years like that. Well, my dad died at 77 of lung cancer from that asbestos. Mm-hmm. And he was as sharp as the day he was born. He didn't lose any mental capacity. And mind you, he went on the Strauss heart drops not so long after the doctors told him that. And my dad had a canceled bypass surgery at Boston Medical Center. They canceled it after checking him out before surgery. He'd been on the heart drops for, I think, 3 months at that point. They just couldn't believe it. They couldn't answer for it. They said it was a miracle. I've heard about a lot of miracles, guys, with the Strauss heart drops.
We're talking with Wayne about Strauss Naturals, and we're focusing kind of on the heart drops. Now, over the years, you've recommended these drops, of course, to, you know, thousands of radio listeners, but also, you know, friends and family and people in your circle. Are there people in your life right now who you feel, you know, you have helped extend their life just because of this recommendation?
You bet, Michael, and it's the reason I decided to be some part of this 23 years ago, sitting by myself. All the young ones and my mother and everybody was out, and I was sitting in the motel room across the street by myself, and I got out a pad and pencil, and I wrote down just the men who were just a great influence on my life that these would have saved. And, boy, lucky guy, I got to 18, 19 names, just
Jeez.
Men. And that's when I decided. I was feeling so much better myself. I'd been on heart drops 3 months at that point, and I knew that I was getting a heck of a lot better, and I was going to get better. And that's when I decided. So the 5 or 6 years that I was actually in the business, if you will, or our family was, we made sure there was no profit made. I was kind of a nemesis, I guess, really, in one sense, to the Strauss company, because we gave every penny of profit away in product to people who needed it.
Right.
It's something that my sons have allowed me to continue to do with people. With any great products. I just went through it with three other products, did my own little study, and the shipments arrived yesterday, so I'm thrilled to provide these to a bunch of people. And I'll never have anything to do with selling them or promoting them, but if they're good, I want to tell people about them.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were nice enough to share some with Michael and I over the past couple of months, and we've been trying the heart drops, and they come in a cinnamon flavor. And actually, you know, you grow, like, I actually like taking it. I like taking, I love the flavor of it, and I know that when I'm taking it, I'm doing something really good for my body.
You can bank on that. You know, another great benefit, Lisa, is the and I don't think necessarily it was any intention of Jim and Peter Strauss when they made this formula for Jim 40 years ago, but the main ingredient is aged garlic extract.
Right.
Now, that happens to be the single best substance for your immune system support in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great product to take, and I'll be honest, I wasn't taking it for that reason, Lisa. I take it because my arteries clogged up and I lost my hearing and, you know, stuff started to go bad for me.
Yep.
But what a great, and I, you know, it's a good reason, I guess, I keep taking it. Okay. It's a good reason I keep taking it. I don't want cholesterol problems again. And I want my immune system to be strong, whether it's a virus, corona, a cancer, or anything comes along. The best thing we can do is have a strong immune system when those terrible things are around us.
No kidding. And we're going to talk more about the great Strauss Heart Drops coming up here in just a bit on Talk to the Experts.
This is Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. It's Forbes and Marshall filling in on the show today. It's nice to be with you. We're talking with Wayne Elliott of Strauss Heart Drops. And Wayne, interesting to read on your blog about research in Mexico being done. And one researcher said that the heart drops may actually help in both prevention and recovery. That's something very positive.
It sure was. I found it most interesting that the this was from the Technology de Monterrey, apparently the country's leading medical institute. They operate three hospitals themselves, and of course, their doors have been open to coronavirus sufferers. And this fellow that I know wrote to me, and actually called first, wrote first, and then called. We had a great conversation, but he said what they've discovered, and they claim that they are not losing any COVID patients.
Right.
And what they say they've discovered is that these people are having a series of mini strokes, to put it, I guess, in layman's terms, because that's the only thing I understand as well, is common language. And so they've been treating it with various coagulants, things that you know don't allow your blood to clot, for example, and having success with that. So this particular contact that I have wants to try the Strauss Heart Drops as a preventative, surely, so a preventative of getting the stroke or the mini strokes.
Right.
And it was just very exciting to me, and I just hope there's a not only a full understanding of what's gone on here in the end with this particular virus, but geez, the easiest, fastest remedies, you know, that's what we're all hoping for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't stay away from each other forever. We're social creatures, and this isn't good for us, quite simply. This is not good for our mental health, what's going on now, and it's certainly effective, but it does concern me how long it goes on, and folks that are jobless and so forth. There's been some medical experts come out with some just hard factual historical evidence on everything from overdoses and suicides and substance abuse increasing when things are hard and folks lose their job, lose hope, maybe lose their homes. Mm-hmm. There's many small businesses that are failing through this already and will fail yet. So we've got some tough times ahead, and stress stress is a, you know, is just not good for us. We all know it. We can feel it. Mm-hmm. And what does it really, not so much what does it attack, but what does it let attack us is these things that shouldn't be in us, our cells, our immune system. Doesn't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use layman terms again, guys, but they kind of run and go into hiding. They take the flight option instead of the fight option, like they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That to Dr. Bruce Lipton, that was just a great 10-minute talk he gave on it with some excellent graphics. I'd encourage anybody to look that up. All you have to do is Google Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, and the video is titled Never Get Sick Again, and explains why stress kills, Lisa. That's really what it does. And I was kind of shocked and a little bit scared, you know, because I know I'm under stress a lot of the times. And so now I'm kind of conscious of, is this what's happening inside me when I'm feeling like this? Mm-hmm. So it's just real important to do everything we can not to stress, and fresh air and a bit of exercise and some social. I mean, if you can't visit, call your friend. You know, we need contact with each other, and we, you know, it's all part of our health.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is obviously this pandemic going on right now. There's no effective treatment that's been proven. There certainly is no vaccine. But I think that what we can do with the Strauss products is at least, you know, if something happens, you know, you have a revved up and very healthy immune system. And I think that a lot of these products actually contribute to a healthy immune system.
Well, they do, Michael, and it's never mind corona. My personal view is it is a very tough flu. Mm-hmm. I've done a tremendous amount of reading, and not as much with government employed doctors, but rather private doctors and so forth. And it's a very tough flu, and I believe the fix is going to be that it takes its course like every other year when these flu viruses come along. That's my belief about that. But with respect to a healthy immune system, of course, if your immune system's healthy, you may be one of these lucky folks that has no symptoms when a bug, a flu, or a virus hits.
Right.
You'll be less taken down by it, and surely to God, hope not taken from it, you know, taken by it to death. But the healthy immune system, I mean, it is the answer for cancer. It's the answer for everything, because if it's working right, none of these other creatures and bugs and ailments can take us down.
And
simple as that.
Maybe you could talk about is it AgriMax, right?
AgriMax, that's a great new product to us, Lisa, and I take it every day. It isn't a new product, it's just new to Canada, and the Strauss company is distributing it. And what it is citrus seed oil extracts. It's the oil from citrus seeds. You know how bitter that is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great alkalizer, but it's also historically shown as antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, some great results with the likes of Candida, and it's another thing to take, another great natural product, 100% natural, I believe, to take to support that immune system and help with, you know, so many of my friends and associates, let's call them, the reflexologist and some other medicine men I respect a great deal. They take it every day. I've started now taking it every day as part of my daily regimen. Mm-hmm. But they have claimed they just, and they don't. They don't get sick. You dilute this in water, in a full glass of water, up to 10 drops. It's perfectly safe once again. And it's a great alkalizer.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do with all the coffee and sweets and refined carbs and red meats and all the things that many of us love that give us an acidic pH environment in our body, and an acid, cancer and all the bad stuff can grow. So anything that's an alkalizer that brings us closer to the alkaline side of the pH scale, if you had an alkaline environment, as far as I understand, trying to grow cancer in you would be like trying to grow tomatoes in your paved driveway.
Right.
It's just that simple, as I understand it, Lisa.
Yeah. And there's also another product that sounds interesting is the Smooth Wild Mountain Oregano, which is the best tasting because it has this sweet spearmint flavor.
I was thrilled when I found that when Strauss had it and I found out about it, because I've always known the benefits of oregano. Mm-hmm. They're irrefutable. It's just a great medicinal herb, really. And of course, it's very strong, as you know. And I was never able to take it, Lisa. It would not only burn my tongue, but it would give me just bad indigestion afterwards. You know, right. And I assumed maybe it just wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so for years, I hadn't tried an oregano product. When I heard about this, I thought, well, that's what I had against it, was the taste and how it bothered me. So I tried it, and geez, it is easy to take. It's funny, the cold storm and the smooth oregano. Cold storm's another great product for immune system, garlic-based. These two products are approved for use by pregnant women and children. And
that's
that is
great.
A rare thing with natural health products.
No kidding.
That's the cold storm and smooth oregano. Pregnant women can take it all the way through. Children can take it. So it's 100% harmless. But boy, that oregano is the enemy of some of these things that get in us, like yeast. So when I always do myself as a trial first. And when I took it for a month, boy, I can tell you this, two things. Does it kill things like yeast? Because I eat too many baked goods. I ate a whole bin of chocolate chip cookies in the last 2 days. There must have been 60 little cookies in there.
Were they from Costco?
No, they weren't. They were from the local grocer, but they were good.
Yeah.
And I ate them like they weren't even there, like Smarties.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, so that's not good for you. You shouldn't do what I just said I did.
Yeah.
And so to kill that yeast, boy, when I took the smooth oregano, not only does it kill it, but your body wants rid of that dead yeast inside you. And so you will know it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to people, yes, maybe you'll go to the bathroom once or twice more often, or you'll have loose bowels. But these are poisons coming out, better out than in.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't stay in the kitchen long if you couldn't take the trash away.
We're talking to Wayne from Strauss Naturals, which is all natural. I mean, all of these ingredients come from the earth and the environment. So it's stuff that we should put in our body anyway. But but they're in concentrated forms, like the heart drops. Wayne, it's like what person could eat like 1,000 cloves of garlic, sort of thing. But it's concentrated, and there's something about the aging process in with the garlic that is really effective.
Well, it is important because there is an exact time. Jim Strauss could tell by science backed him up. Very funny, but there is an exact time that it's the most beneficial.
Yeah.
And I can't say it's preparation and on the radio, and I'm not even sure of it, so I wouldn't say, but that's a big key. I mean, you want everything to be as absolutely good as it can be. I'd like to mention one other product, and I was really excited about this, and I'm most excited to eat more produce from it. I'm not a gardener. I love the flowers and everything, but I don't tend a vegetable garden, and I'm going to. Two of my sons do, and we grew the community garden here in town for years. But this product, and folks can find it on the internet if you just look at Iron Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a chemical-free, additive-free, it's just as it came out of the earth product, that has all 76 minerals and humate acids. And boy, does it grow stuff. And what I love about it, guys, we're talking about our immune system and our health. I love, when my son's garden grows here, I love eating the chemical-free vegetables.
No kidding.
There's no pesticides, no insecticides, no herbicides, no fungicides, and no chemical fertilizers. None.
Right.
And this stuff just, it's beautiful. The romaine lettuce, which I just love. I eat romaine lettuce every day. And the peppers and the cucumbers and you know something? I've found from their gardens and the community garden, there's either twice as much bounty in, for example, the peppers. They won't be any bigger necessarily, but there'll be more of them.
Isn't that something?
The tomatoes the same way.
Hmm.
Now, look at zucchini, huge. They grow. Kale leaves are the size of elephant ears. So one way or another, there seems to be more bounty with this Iron Earth. But I must say, the reason I'm so thrilled about it is that there are no chemicals. We eat so many of them, guys. We breathe them in, we wash in them, we brush our teeth in them. And, you know, it's not helping us. So Iron Earth, Iron Earth Canada, I think it
Good.
Is. And You can Google and check it out for yourself. And try this product, folks, whether you're growing Japanese maples or shrubs or planting your annual flowers in the garden,
yeah,
or certainly vegetables and produce. It's the cat's meow.
Wow. Well, you are talking to us in the Garden City, so that's our whole thing around here. So that's good to know.
Well, you guys will be at it soon. If you're probably at it already.
We
aren't you out there?
Yeah. You bet. I mean, we already have our garden in, and so maybe we could add a little bit of that in there, and it'll just grow to be incredible.
Well, I'm going to have them send you and Michael a bag. Michael, do you have a garden?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we live together, Lisa and I, so we have the same garden, Wayne.
That's right.
I just saved a bag. I'm sending one bag, not two.
That's awesome.
And you can try it yourself, and then
we will.
You know, judge for yourself, as I always say.
Yeah. So just to be clear, Iron Earth is a different product than Strauss, right? So
it is.
So you wouldn't go to the Strauss website. You would go to the Iron Earth. Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go there to start with, guys. And but I'm going to send. That's for information. I'm going to make sure they send you a bag. And then
awesome.
You see for yourselves, and I hope you grow some veggies, because it's, as they say, it's a cat's meow.
Wow. So, Wayne, about heart drops and all the other products with Strauss, why is it that it comes in liquid form as opposed to like in a pill or something?
Well, there's a few reasons I happen to know. When I was with them 20 years ago, everything except the heart drops and several other formulas were in teas, in the tea form.
Okay.
And some of these teas tasted so bad, so bitter, mm-hmm, which many herbs are, is that they were, you know, I found them difficult to take, and I took some of the worst tasting ones too.
Hmm.
They were great, they worked, but boy, they were tough. And I was instrumental in the Strauss company capsulizing their formulas after that. Some were liquid still, but many, such as these they brought back, they put into capsules. Well, first of all, liquids do get into your system faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other reason is that for each of these formulas, you see, people had to take three or four capsules three or four times a day.
Right.
And I know my mother complained. I had her on four or five formulas, and she said, Wayne, all I'm doing is taking capsules, you know. So that was really the other reason, was that I myself preferred the capsules. But, you know, a lot of people, and I probably swallow 35 or 40 a day. I didn't appreciate the number of people have trouble with that. So that was the other reason, Lisa.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
There's no downside to it. There's actually an upside. It's
for
like
sure.
The heart drops being in the liquid form, and if you put them under your tongue, they go right into your bloodstream. I mean, that's the ultimate, right?
And it's so easy to take, and you just swallow it, and it's done. So, yeah.
And it's a full dropper, and if you get three quarters or 80% of one today and you take one and a half tomorrow, you can't hurt yourself. Just don't take too little is all. You know, you have to take it for it to work. I know, I can tell you that. But, there's no risk or danger to it, Lisa. You can't, you know, some of these pills, boy, you wouldn't want to mistake your dosage or anything. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They do tell you that.
I know in my experience, I don't actually take the drops myself. They're just delivered to me. Because I'm watching TV and all of a sudden I've got Lisa coming at me with a dropper.
Open up.
Perfect, Lisa, perfect.
Make sure he gets it. Yeah.
And she usually, does it in the middle of things. So, you know, you want to put it under your tongue and you're trying to look up so you don't drain it all out there. So so she times it perfectly. And sometimes it's not the perfect time, but every time I do appreciate it.
I just want to make sure he gets it. That's the most important thing.
If you ever get tired of that radio station gig, I don't want you to leave Michael, but if you want to leave the radio station gig, I'll give you a good letter of reference to the Strauss company.
That's awesome.
That's great. And listen, we're talking to Wayne from Strauss Naturals. We still got more to talk about on Talk to the Experts, and that's next.
It's Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
Well, welcome back. It's Forbes and Marshall here on the show today. It's great to be with you. Wayne Elliott from Strauss Natural Products is here with us today. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about how the Strauss family got into the herbal health business in the very beginning.
Well, Jesus, I understand it, Lisa. It's 8 generations ago now, so, you know, we're talking about a couple of hundred years. And
wow.
All I knew was that they were medicine men and women, and Jim told me many times about his upbringing, and he used to say at lectures he had a miserable childhood in the spring and summer. His grandmother and aunts would walk him through the forest and shove herbs in his mouth and say, this is for heart, this is for lungs, this is for liver.
Yeah.
He said, if I knew what ran away meant, I might have run away.
Jeez, yeah.
But, you know, so it's been in the family, you know, a long, long time. And Jim learned the craft so well, and he taught his son Peter the same. And that's to recognize the medicinal value of herbs by taste, to tell what they're for, as well as putting them together in perfect proportion.
Mm-hmm.
That's done by taste with a gram scale when they created all their formulas. And, of course, the very newest Strauss family formula is the Strauss Heart Drops in 1980, 40 years ago,
Jeez.
For Jim himself. And, you know, the rest is history about the Heart Drops. I mean, they got it bang on the first time, and mm-hmm. Jim didn't know how much to take, but so he took lots. But anyway, he never had a surgery or a pill. Worked for another 25 years after a massive heart attack,
wow.
and 5 blocked arteries, they told him. So, you know, Peter Strauss is the remaining Strauss. They're wonderful people. I knew right off the bat with Jim that he got his juice in life by helping people, and never would sell somebody something they didn't need or he didn't think they needed. If there were cheaper alternatives like cayenne pepper, he sent a lady when I was with him once across the street who was really distraught and having anxiety, sobbing and so forth. And so he got an assistant to bring some cayenne pepper out and told her, wet your fingers, put it in there, wipe it on your tongue. She said, oh, it's hot. I need some water. He said, I know it's hot. You can't have any water, though. And, you know, we laughed, and they told her, you go across the street and make sure it's 90,000 BTU, and for $3, you'll have enough for life.
Oh, wow.
He said, I'm not going to sell you a bottle of that for $20, so you go over there. And so he was like that, and Peter's Jeez. The same. And I can only imagine their ancestors must have been similar, Lisa, and excuse me, raise them in the same way. Jim took Peter out of school. I think it was at age, I could be wrong here, but it was at age 14 or 15, Lisa and Michael. He took Peter around the world to every continent on a ship. They were gone over a year. And amongst other things, showing his son the world, he also taught him how to make natural medicines in every continent by tasting their herbs and going in the forests and the meadows. And so these people could literally go anywhere in the world and make medicine with the plants that are available.
Mm. That's incredible.
Pretty amazing, really.
It is. And amazing that you actually had a chance to meet Jim yourself. How did you guys connect?
Well, I took his Heart Drops, you know. I didn't mm-hmm. speak to him until I talked to him on the phone a couple of times. He fixed my dad, then he fixed my dog, just as well as Heart Drops are helping me.
Wow.
And so after my 5th month of taking him, I took the train out to B.C., and I knew I wanted to be a part of this, so I met him, and boy, it was we were meant to get together, he and I. I really thought the world of him, and we struck it off in no time. I'll never forget the first day, guys, I arrived there, and we talked for a few hours, and I got hungry, and I saw there was an A&W across the street, and I loved A&W teen burgers when I was a kid. There wasn't one in our town, so I said to Jim, oh, you got an A&W. Can we go there for something to eat? He said, sure, let's go. We went across, and so I'm looking at the board, you know, and I'll have a teen burger and a whistle dog and this and that. And Jim's looking at it. He said, I'll just have a salad. And she said, you're Mr. Strauss. He said, yes. She said, how are you? He said, always well because of people like you and places like this.
No kidding.
And that's how he was. He called a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And but really a wonderful man. And he said, I'll never, you know, the Strauss Heart Drops were the most profound event of my life, finding those. And meeting Jim Strauss and him living with me in Ontario for a month at a time over all those years, probably a total of 12 or 14 months altogether. We traveled together, he lectured, we did radio, spent so many hours together, it's crazy. That was the most next most profound thing in my life was the things he taught me and enjoying so much time with him.
No kidding.
We're talking to Wayne Elliott from Strauss Naturals now. My ears kind of perked up a little bit when you said that that you helped your dog. We have a dog with a bit of an irregular heartbeat, and she's on medication right now. Can this stuff help pets?
No question about it, Michael. No question about it. You take you got to get that cardio calm. Now, unfortunately, when it was in capsules and tea, you see, it was very easy to hide in dogs' wet food and the canned food. I didn't feed my dogs that, but it was an easy way to keep him fed and get him taking the medicine. And it worked in like 4 days after Guelph University. They thought my dog had a strange disease. So for 3 months, they kept him at the local vet. They paid the bill. And every day, the vet couriered a blood sample to Guelph University. I don't know what that cost him in the end. It didn't cost me a penny. And they pretty much, I was ready to give up. I hated to see the dog couldn't stand up. He was only 2 years old. Mm-hmm. I figured he'd been poisoned. And so on the last drug they had to try, they gave it to him. And I don't believe it worked. I think his own immune system finally, you know, or he got finally got through it and started to come to life. Well, they sent me home with pills to give him in the pill version of that last drug. And the second day at home, when he went out to pee, it was straight blood. And I called them, and Guelph University, they'd made a mistake, and they shouldn't even have given him so much of that drug when he was at the vets. Mm-hmm. He stayed at the vets all this 3 months. And so I called out to Strauss, and that was the first time I talked to Jim. I said, you know, Mike, do you have anything for kidney and liver? They say my dog's kidney and liver is shot. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. And I said, could you send it to me overnight as fast as you can? Because I think the dog's a goner. He did. And with using the wet canned dog food, Michael, I put in a third of what I'd have taken. So if it was three capsules worth of ground herbs, mm-hmm. I'd put one in, see? Yeah. Only it was a tea, so I put about one-third the amount I would take, you see? And in four or five days at the most, he was peeing regular color. He was bouncing around again like a young dog. And I called Jim and I said, Mr. Strauss, I got to thank you, your products. I can't believe it. My dog is not only alive, he's bouncing around his old self again. It worked on my dog, your stuff. Mm. He said, yes, it will work on your dog, your giraffe, or your mother-in-law. And, you know, that's the way he was. But so, and then the second time, of course, he, because of him and $3 worth of European sauerkraut, my dad got out of the Cleveland Clinic in Fort Lauderdale, and they were ready to take his gallbladder out.
Jeez.
And half a dozen forkfuls, I swear on my life, of salt and cabbage, European sauerkraut, no wine, no vinegar, half a dozen forkfuls, and my dad walked out of that hospital out of pain. He did take it for the 10 days, like Jim said, and give himself a new stomach lining. But that was the second time I'd talked to Jim. So I was pretty, by month five, when I thought I was Superman, and I really did think I was Superman after all that increased blood flow. This was only in the fifth month, so I had a ways to go yet. But I was so invigorated, and I'd seen this with my dad and my dog, and I had, of course, after the first bottle, I ordered 100 bottles, and those people were all reporting good. I told you I do my own studies. They were all reporting good news. So I had to meet him, and I went out on the train, and then the rest is history. I saw him last the year before he passed, and was sure glad I did that just a few years ago. But what a great man. I have always felt he should have got the Nobel Prize for, I don't know, for natural medicine or something. He was an incredible man.
Yeah, no kidding. And his son is taking over things now.
And in
company.
And in Kamloops too. They're Kamloops. Based in Kamloops.
Yep, that's where Pete lives and where Jim lived. Jim was an electrical engineer, PhD electrical engineer by trade and by schooling, and he ran Saskatchewan Power for a number of years. And I said, oh, you didn't stay a medicine man. He said, no. He said they discovered the aspirin and they came out with some other pills and he thought they found a better way to do it. He didn't pay much attention and said, well, maybe nobody needs the natural medicine anymore. And so he ran Saskatchewan Power for a while and then, you know, realized what had truly happened with pharmaceuticals and as he learned more about it, realized that he should go back to his trade, and that's what he did.
You know, Wayne, there's so many people right now that suffer with allergies in the springtime. Is there any of these products that might help with that?
Well, he made the greatest allergy product in the world that is no longer available for sale because of the, as far as I'm concerned, the evildoers that one by one try and get herbs banned. And it's just one of many great formulas that that cannot be legally sold in their original Strauss formula. Herbs that contain things like chaparral and comfrey. Comfrey was, is one of the great medicinal herbs of all time, and it's just a shame. What, you know, there's a nonstop fight, and it's of course backed by the huge pharmaceutical dollars. And I had those Quackbusters chase me around years ago, I chased them out of a few lectures. I'll tell you.
Oh wow!
I mean, I physically chased them out, and you know, I can't get into that kind of evil. I'm sorry if something's.
Right.
Nobody's forced to take anything, and I would love, as Jim Strauss always said, his goal was to get it on. In fact, he had me 20 years ago write to the health minister, which I knew, the fellow I knew very well. He was my lawyer for years, and to try and get heart drops on, to do a study, do a study with Canada's 50 worst heart patients, as the doctors deemed, whether one hospital, 10 hospitals, Strauss didn't care. And he said, give them my heart drops, and if 25 of them don't not only get out of the hospital but go back to work, and most of the other 25 get out of the hospital, I will quit making heart drops. And if it does turn out, I'll give the government the heart drops, and we can, you know, we can all have fine pensions in the end if we just stop heart attacks and strokes, you know. And my friend the health minister wrote back and told me I need a drug number and all this kind of stuff. I was pretty disappointed, you know. They all live in that box, you know, and you can't go outside the boxes.
I'm going to venture to guess, Wayne, that simply a healthy immune system can combat a lot of things.
Oh, you bet. You bet. That's our defense department, Michael. So, you know, what else can combat it, really? You know, your lymphatic system is very important, of course, and people do get those clogged up. And Western medicine, if you get cancer there, of course, they'll cut off those lymph nodes. Well, they're the drains. And, boy, oh, boy, I don't even like to talk about that or think about it. You know, the immune system is in us, and the lymphatic system to prevent all of these nasty things. And let's face it, Michael, lifestyle sure has something to do with it.
No kidding.
If you were eating and drinking milk and milkshakes and all the stuff that I was doing, of course, there's going to be trouble. If you get to be 400 pounds like my old buddy Joe, there's going to be trouble.
No kidding.
If you don't have blood flowing to all those important cells, and especially those organs, there sure is going to be trouble. And so the heart drops, you know, both support your immune system and do what they do, take blood everywhere. You've got a vessel to carry it. But, yeah, immune system. And another challenge, Michael, is all the chemicals in our lives and the genetically modified foods that lack some of the enzymes. You cannot duplicate nature because nature doesn't duplicate itself, not once. There's no two people identical, no two pine trees, giraffes, puppy dogs, nothing. No snowflakes. No two snowflakes are alike. And that's what gives us our strength, our biodiversity. That's where the strength comes from. So that's why natural is so important, is because nature does everything perfectly. You know, when it's not a dumb human that starts a forest fire and nature does it with lightning, Jim Strauss always said that's because we need smoke and we need ash for everything else to work properly.
Well, as we wrap things up here on the show today, Wayne, maybe you can tell us, where can we get heart drops? You can get them through the website. You can go down to your local retailer, vitamin shop.
Yeah, most every fine health store that I know of in Canada carries the Strauss heart drops and Strauss products. But if you're unable to, or there's none close by you, you can contact Strauss by email or on the website, rather. I guess Strauss, Strauss, StraussNaturals.ca. And maybe you guys can post the telephone number. I never have it handy. I know I should, but there's an 866 toll-free number, and they have some great people, I can tell you, some wonderful ladies in the customer service department, and I talk to them, or they send me emails all the time just to, you know, I help if I can, but just out of interest, and So you won't be disappointed either at the website or contacting the folks at Strauss. That's straussnaturals.ca.
Well, you've been listening to Talk to the Experts, and thank you so much, Wayne Elliott, for sharing your time and wisdom and experience with the Strauss Natural product line. And again, you know, head to the website, and there's a detailed description of each product on there, and we've had personal experience on how helpful they are.
You made us a believer, Wayne. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, God bless you, and thank you, as always. It's always my pleasure to be with you, Michael.
Yeah, you've been listening to Talk to the Experts. We're Forbes and Marshall, and thanks for being here.
The proceeding was a paid program sponsored by Strauss Naturals. CFAX 1070 and Bell Media do not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted in the program. Listeners should consult with their own doctor before beginning or changing any medical treatment.